You take a meter, a yard, 3 feet long, and you divide that into 10 parts. Then you take one of those parts and look at it and divide that into 10 parts. And then you take one of those parts and you look at it and you go, wow, this is starting to get small. You divide that into 10 parts. You keep going till you've done that 35 times. If you've ever been nerdy enough to wonder, what is the smallest unit of measurement? How small can things actually get? Is there a limit to how small things can get? Well, it turns out that yes, at least as it appears to us today, it does appear that things can get to a certain length and then no smaller. And that length is called Planck's length or Planck's length, I believe, if the German pronunciation is correct. You end up with a unit of length that is 0 point, and then you just start writing the zeros. You write 34 zeros and then a 1 and a 6. 34 zeros. It's a lot of zeros. It's very, very small. I asked one of the large language machines, if you take a Planck length, that very, very small unit, and then you blow it up, you just inflate it till it becomes the size of a billiard ball. What would happen if you took a billiard ball and blew that up as much as you just blew up the Planck length? What would happen to that billiard ball? How big would that become? And the answer was, it would become something that is 200 million times bigger than the known universe. That's so big. And I'm like, wow, what size am I in the midst of all that? And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Hello, and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. In our culture, we often ask questions about our measurements. Someone might ask you, how tall are you? Someone might ask you, how much do you weigh? And we're just supposed to know these statistics about ourselves. And for the most part, we do. We know how tall we are and we know how much we weigh. And then there's numbers that are too tall, too short. We can weigh too much. We can weigh too little. I guess that's less common. But there's often this feeling of having the wrong size. Hardly anyone ever asks, what's your mass? A lot of people, if you ask them to distinguish between mass and weight, they wouldn't even know where to begin. So I'll save you the trouble of looking it up. Your mass is the actual material that your body is composed of. That's how much mass you have. It can be measured in kilograms, and often is. But the weight of your mass, the weight of the amount of stuff in your body, depends on what gravitational force you happen to be near. If you're on the moon, you will weigh less with the same mass than if you're on the Earth. If you're on Jupiter, you'll weigh more. So that's basically all it is. But we need a way to talk about what's the mass of the object, especially when that object is the object exerting the gravitational pull. For example, the Earth. What does the Earth weigh? It's not really quite the right question. It's not, if we could put the Earth on a scale, I guess you could get a weight, but where would the scale be? It just gets too complicated. But you can ask, what is the mass of the Earth? And then you get a number with a lot of zeros in it. You get a big, big number. I actually looked it up, and I actually did the math. If you go to the website of this podcast, 10crutches.link, 10crutches.link, you will find the book that I wrote, the one that inspired this podcast, and you will be able to download the book. And somewhere in that book, there are the numbers. I run the numbers. I'll put them in the show notes as well, if you don't want to go read through the whole book. The point is that you can take your mass as a human being, and we all have more or less the same mass. We all have more or less the same amount of stuff in our body. And compared to the Earth, even somebody who weighs 500 pounds compared to a child who weighs 50 pounds. That's a 10 times difference. That's a lot of difference, a lot of mass difference. But when you compare both of them to the mass of the Earth, it's hard to tell one from the other. And what I did, again, like with these questions, you can ask these large language machines these questions. And so I asked, okay, here I am. I'm a human being, and I'm in relation to the Earth. My mass, let's call it 100 kilograms, my mass is in relation to the Earth's huge lots of zero, 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 and so that mass. So what would something have to be? How small would something have to be the same relationship, the same ratio? Something really, really small compared to me, the same way that I am compared to the Earth. Okay, I hope that comes through. I hope you get the idea. This is just words. I don't get to see you nod and understanding, but I'll just say it once again. A little tiny thing is in relationship to me the same way I'm in relationship to the Earth, to the mass of the Earth. Well, it turns out that you need to get so tiny that you're talking about 30 to 50 atoms of carbon. It's around the size of one molecule of insulin. One molecule of insulin has the same mass compared to me as I have compared to the mass of the Earth. That is tiny. That means if I imagine I could look on my arm, you're not going to be able to see a molecule of insulin on your arm. But if you imagine you're looking at something so, so, so tiny on your arm, just so, so, so tiny, you can't even see it. It is smaller than all bacteria, because bacteria are composed of lots and lots of molecules. This is one single molecule. So you, just like you can't see bacteria on your arm, the bacteria are all crowding out this one little tiny thing. And if you imagine that little tiny thing on your arm, that's how big you are compared to the Earth. That's what you're like on the surface of the Earth. And I was really blown away by that. I was really like, wow, what does this mean? We live in a universe that has such tiny, tiny lengths. And we live in a universe that is so huge. And those tiny lengths and those huge distances. And here we are on the surface of this planet fighting about, how did we all get here? Whose religious story is the true story? We're fighting about who gets to use which resources. We're fighting about these things in the midst of being like little tiny molecules on the surface of the Earth, fighting with each other. Maybe when you start to boil water and the water boils and the molecules start really moving around, maybe they feel like they're fighting each other. Maybe that's they're colliding into each other and moving around and getting very, very hot together. Maybe they all feel like they're fighting each other and they're trying to decide who is the true water molecule, who has the water molecule that has the most power. I don't know what they're doing. So it's my theory that human beings, one of the reasons we get so confused is because our reality is very confusing. We're these self-aware monkeys that can make all kinds of plans and images and have imaginations of things. We can create stories. In fact, we have to create stories. I'll be getting to that in later episodes. We must create stories. And here we are confusing the hell out of ourselves because reality isn't a story exactly. We tell the stories about reality, but reality isn't a story. So if you just even ask the question, well, what size are we? Someone asks you, how tall are you? What size are you? Well, yeah, I'm 5'7". I'm 6'2". Whatever. We are so tiny.
And at the same time,
we are so huge. The meaning of being so tiny compared to the Earth is that we're also so huge compared to so many things. We are like the size of the Earth, the mass of the Earth, compared to all the little molecules that are running around our body. How do you keep things in perspective? What does all of this mean? Well, what I think is that if we're really paying attention to the present moment, we're really here right now. We are all of those sizes all at the same time. We're not any one size. There's no way to hold all of this consciously in your mind, and thank goodness, because there's no need to. What there is a need to do is to address, I guess what you could call the unconscious part of us that does believe we're a specific size, that we're this way, and that's our size. Maybe we think we're really, really tiny. Well, we're just a fleck. Yeah, okay, that's true. It's not all there is. If you think you're huge, you think you're actually important, well, that's true, maybe, but it's not the whole truth. Are you relatively large? Are you relatively small? Well, you can't know till you compare yourself to something. And I think that's why we get so caught up in comparing ourselves all the time. How do I look? How is this person? Are they bigger? They have higher status. Ooh, they have higher status. Ooh, they have lower status. So I'm. It just goes on and on and on. Because I don't think we really get settled in actually existing as all of these sizes. All of us. I mean, all of us are all of these sizes all at the same time. And like I said, there's no way to hold it all in your conscious mind. You just have to relax somehow into this crazy existence where you are living in units that are so small, or on top of them or with them. You are permeated by all these little flex things popping in and out of existence all the time. Your hugeness and your tininess are just aspects of your existence. They're not the whole thing, and they're not ignorable either. There's no way to determine definitively anything at all about your size. And I think the sooner we can get used to that, the sooner we can be amazed that any of this exists at all. You don't need to answer the question, what size are you? And that's a big relief. Because you can't. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Please visit the home of the 10 Crutches podcast at 10crutches.link. That's 10crutches.link. The book that inspired the podcast, a book I wrote called 10 Crutches for Walking in the Present, is available for free download on the website. While you are there, please take advantage of two ways to contact me. You can send me an email, or you can make a voice recording. If you have a great question, I may be able to use it for the podcast. Also on the website, you can visit the archive to hear any published episode and see show notes for any and every show. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, thanks so much for listening. And I won't say it once again. See you next time.